Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Bully, thank you for tuning in. The main political parties agree to postpone a vote on the disputed press arbitration law, the anti-Google law passes the National Assembly, and unionized healthcare workers call off a strike after a late-night deal with the government. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. The main rival political parties have agreed to put controversial revisions to the press arbitration law to a vote at a plenary session on September 27th. The floor leaders of the ruling Democratic Party and the main opposition People Power Party signed the agreement Tuesday afternoon after they reached a tentative agreement during a meeting earlier in the day. Under the agreement, the parties plan to set up an 8-member consultative body involving both parties and media and administrative experts to seek ways to further revise the disputed bill. The DP proposed postponing the vote for discussions through the consultative body and backlash from the opposition and media organizations, which accused the ruling camp of attempting to censor media outlets. President Moon Jae-in has welcomed the decision by rival parties to take more time to review controversial revisions to the press arbitration law. According to spokesperson Park Kyung-mi, Moon said freedom of speech is the backbone of democracy and must be protected along with people's right to know. He said, therefore, related laws and regulations must be thoroughly reviewed and scrutinized to address concerns regarding their potential abuse. But the president said safeguarding people from malicious false reporting and fake news is as equally as important. He said erroneous reports must be quickly corrected so that victims can heal from any physical, social or psychological damage. Moon also said media outlets should take measures to hold themselves accountable. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression has requested that the South Korean government clarify its position on the ruling camp pushed controversial revisions to the law. According to the Foreign Ministry on Tuesday, Irene Khan sent a letter last Friday through the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and the South Korean Diplomatic Mission in Geneva. Khan expressed concern over the infringement of the freedoms of information and expression, calling for adjustments to the bill in accordance with international human rights laws. In particular, the rapporteur raised issue with any arbitrary restriction on such freedoms, saying any relevant law should be clear and made public. She added that exemplary damages could result in media self-censorship. Khan said concerns escalate as access to information and free flow of ideas becomes more important ahead of the presidential election in March 2022. The press arbitration bill is one of a number of divisive bills expected to be voted on during the 391st regular session of the National Assembly, the last regular parliamentary session under the Moon Jae-in administration, which began on Wednesday. The National Assembly on Tuesday passed law revisions that prevent Google and Apple from forcing software developers to use their own in-app payment systems. Revisions to the Telecommunication Business Act, also known as the anti-Google law, were passed during a plenary session, making South Korea the first in the world to legislate such regulations against the dominant app market operators. Last year, Google announced a policy under which app developers are required to pay a 30% commission on in-app sales. It had already been charging a commission on game apps, but the policy will expand to other app developers as well. It was initially scheduled to take effect from October this year, but Google later postponed it to April next year. Apple, which is also expected to be affected, earlier expressed its objection, saying it leaves users at risk of fraud. Parliament's move came amid concerns the app market operators' policies will eventually lead to a hike in app prices, with consumers carrying a heavier burden. Unionized healthcare workers called off a strike on Thursday, 5 hours before they were set to stage a nationwide walkout. The Korean Health and Medical Workers Union said it reached an agreement with the health ministry early on Thursday in their marathon talks. The two sides, who held 13 rounds of negotiations since late May, reportedly agreed on the need to avoid strikes amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Healthcare workers have made five key demands, including better conditions for nurses, expanding public sector healthcare resources, drafting the criteria on personnel selection for hospitals treating COVID-19 patients, and officialising hazard pay for these workers. The government is said to have actively accepted the workers' opinions and expressed its intent to review the demands. A US website specializing in North Korea analysis reported that the country appears to have restarted the 5-megawatt reactor in its Yongbyon nuclear complex. 38 North presented the analysis on Monday, citing commercial satellite imagery of the Yongbyon Nuclear Scientific Research Center from August 25th. The website said the images show a discharge of cooling water into a new outflow channel leading into the Kuryang River. The discharge has been a key indicator of reactor operations historically. However, the report was quick to add that no steam was spotted coming from the generator building, unlike in the past. 38 North also said that work has continued for several months on a dam in the Koryo River to create a reservoir of water for the reactor and experimental light water reactor, which appears to have been completed, though there have been no signs of operations. This report comes after the International Atomic Energy Agency said North Korea appears to have resumed production of plutonium in its Yongbyon nuclear complex. In a report issued on August 27th, the agency said that since early July, there have been indications consistent with the operation of the plant, including the discharge of cooling water. The reactor is a key facility of the North nuclear program, and spent nuclear fuel is reprocessed there to separate plutonium, which is a key element in making nuclear weapons. The White House on Monday reaffirmed that the U.S. continues to seek dialogue with North Korea to discuss issues related to denuclearization. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said in a press briefing that the U.S. is well aware of the IAEA report, adding that it underscores the urgent need for dialogue and diplomacy to achieve the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The spokesperson said the U.S. continues to seek dialogue with the North so it can address this reported activity and the full range of issues related to denuclearization. She added that Washington and its allies and partners are in close coordination on developments related to North Korea. Another Afghan who assisted South Korean operations in Afghanistan has arrived in the country. The Justice Ministry said that the evacuee arrived at Incheon International Airport at around 8 a.m. Saturday. According to the ministry, this individual worked with the Korea International Cooperation Agency's operations in Afghanistan as an interpreter and coordinator, and is one of the 427 Afghans who had originally been on the government's evacuation list. The person had been staying in India for a business trip when flights returning to Afghanistan were cancelled. The South Korean embassy in India is said to have been responsible for arranging the flight to Incheon. The evacuee will undergo quarantine procedures before reuniting with family members who have been staying at a temporary facility in Jincheon, North Chungcheong Province, since their arrival last month. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jim Bulley. Signing off.